Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwater. Today's Monday, the 23rd of December, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from the GIF Nifty, which is trading higher by about 0.7%, the BSE Sensex and the NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a positive note, which would potentially cap a 5-session long losing streak. However, the markets might see some positivity as inflation data in the US has restored hope for some further policy easing by the Federal Reserve next year, and there's also relief that Washington has averted a government shutdown. As a result, global markets were all in the green, leading to the possibility that the local benchmarks might also join in on the cheer. In the previous session, the Indian equity markets witnessed a sharp sell-off on Friday, as the benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty fell over 1% each. It was bloodbath on Dalal Street last week, and Nifty and Sensex had recorded their steepest weekly fall in about 2 years. The key culprits of this were the Federal Reserve's cautious stance amid a shallower rate cut trajectory for 2025, and this in turn intensified FII selling in the domestic cash markets. Now, Nifty 50 dropped about 5% last week and it fell into the correction territory, falling below its 200-day exponential moving average. This means that the Nifty 50 is now over 10% down off its record high. According to experts, as long as Nifty remains between this level, the 200 DMA, or the 23,800 mark, the weak sentiment in the markets is likely to continue. Below this level, the market could slip to 23,200 levels, and on the other hand, if it rises above 23,800, the pullback formation is likely to continue until the benchmark hits the 24K mark once again. The Nifty Mid-Cap 100 and Nifty Small-Cap 100 index also continued the downward journey for the fourth day, where they fell by about 2.8% and 2.2% for the week respectively. However, not just Nifty, but over the last week, all the global equity markets witnessed various degrees of sell-off. Brazil indices were down about 10%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 also slipped around 5%, and the US's S&P 500 was about 4% lower in the past week, in the aftermath of the US Fed policy meeting, where the Fed cautioned on the pace of future rate cuts. Now let's turn to its stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. Metals major Vedanta revised its demerger plan, opting to retain its base metals business within the parent entity following lender feedback. Decision was approved by board members, and according to the company, this decision reflects evolving business priorities. NHPC signed a 5,500 crore MOU with Bihar to develop 1,000 megawatts solar and green hydrogen projects. The state's support in land acquisition will be key for timely execution, NHPC said on Friday. The Competition Commission of India approved UltraTech Cement's 4,000 crore acquisition of a 33% stake in India Cements. UltraTech Cement also launched a 3,100 crore open offer for an additional 26% stake in the company. Now let's shift focus to its global markets and take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street rallied to close out the trading week on Friday after two lackluster sessions as cooler-than-expected inflation report and comments from the Federal Reserve officials eased worries about a path of interest rate cuts. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 1.18%, while the S&P 500 gained about 1%, and the Nasdaq Composite also gained about 1%. The US 10-year Treasury yield added 13 basis points to the 4.52% mark, while in the currency markets, the dollar index held near its 2-year highs at 107.8, having climbed about 2% for the month so far. Asian markets rallied on Monday following the inflation report in the US. Japan's Nikkei 225 and the broad-based OPEX index were higher about 1% and 0.7% respectively. South Korea's KOSPI index jumped about 1.3%, while Taiwan's benchmark was up 2.5%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng index was the sole outlier. It was nearly flat, up about 0.1% only. Now let's move to the Voice of the Day segment today. And in this segment, we have Sandeep Tyagi, the CEO and founder of SC Advisors. Let's have a listen to what he has to say for us.
The last few months have been very volatile and generally down in the Indian markets. There has been a lot of selling pressure. Last month, it was the foreign investors who sold about 114,000 crores. This month, it looks like, in addition to the foreign investors, the domestic investors in the mutual fund industry have also joined in the selling bandwagon. They have sold about 92,000 crores already. What is causing this? There are several factors. The valuations have been high. The earning reports have not been great. The U.S. market is boosted by the political changes. And China also has been doing a lot of stimulus in their economy. We believe the macro for Indian economy remains strong. The last 3 year returns have been fantastic. In the short term, the fear has overtaken the greed, and we are faced with some downswing. Also, the pre-IPO market in India has been very strong, and a lot of the money has been withdrawn from these mutual funds and other securities to be placed in the pre-IPO markets. The safest way to build wealth is to stay in the market. Time in the market is better than timing the market. So the long-term prospects for India remain strong, and that's the way to build wealth.
That's all from us today. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Have a great trading day ahead, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.